Let's start with a little statistic here. There are currently 4,000 wineries in Spain. And now that number fluctuates from year to year, but that's more or less the general number, and it's a lot. They range from massive corporations to tiny mom-and-pop establishments, each with their own business philosophy. Now, one of my favorite things to do when researching the winemaking business in this country, the way I've done for over the last, I don't know, couple of decades, is to actually visit the wineries themselves, because that is where you get the real deal. You can meet people behind the product, behind the scenes, and you see for yourself many of the wonderful things that they do. Plus, winemakers, as a rule, love to talk about what they do, and they especially love sharing it. So, on occasion, we stop to take a look at one of the many, many wineries that catch our eye, wineries that are doing something that tell us a little bit more. Sometimes, wines that surprise me pleasantly and make me want to go out and see what they are all about. Now, one of these that we recently saw was a fairly young winery in Ribera del Duero called Antidoto, or Antídoto, which is Spanish for antidote. If you recall, Ribera del Duero is one of the most important and one of the most successful wine regions in Spain, as we speak. It's a very big one, almost too big in my opinion. It should be probably split up because the wines could be so different depending on where they're from. We are talking about a region that's about, let's to put it sort of in general terms, about 100 miles north of Madrid. But it stretches from Valladolid, the province of Valladolid, all the way across sort of west east to this other province called Burgos and a little bit of Segovia and another province in Soria. And the bodega or winery that we are focusing on today, Antídoto, is a distinguished winery located in San Esteban de Gormaz, which is a classic medieval town in the province of Soria, on the sort of eastern tip of the wine region, the Dio Ribera del Duero. Now, let me give you a little background here so that you understand what we're talking about. It's a region that's northeast of Madrid, about 2 hours more or less, maybe between 2 and 3, depending on where you're going. The province itself has many great towns to visit, and the countryside is very pretty. This is a province that has been often cited as an example of the plight that is affecting many rural parts of Spain, where people are departing and moving to the city and sort of abandoning these often beautiful and historic villages. It's a trend that has been talked about for over 100 years, if you ask me. But it is true that some areas are reaching their limit of low density population. Now, like everywhere in Spain, practically, the food and drink offer here is fantastic, but the star of the region is the unsuspecting member of the culinary team. It's a fried pork rind known as the torreznos, as they call them. If you don't know what a pork rind is, it's basically an ordinary slice of fried lard with a tip of pork on it, sort of like bacon. On paper, it doesn't entice many appetites, but it has become so popular in the past few years that I actually devoted a podcast to it. You can find it all over the place now. Now, while this is not the only place in Spain that makes torreznos, Soria has risen to the top as being the best, or at least that's the reputation that it has. Now, how about wine and Soria? Well, by now you may know that just about any place in this country can and does make wine, even the most unsuspecting climates. You go up to Asturias in the north, the mountainous region. It's murky up there quite a bit, very cloudy, overcast quite a bit, and yet you can make some excellent wine there, or some interesting wine to say the least. You go down to arid Murcia, where it doesn't seem like it never rains, and there's great wine there. You can go to the volcanic islands like Lanzarote, which has this incredible vineyard system that I'm going to have to tell you about one of these days. And anyway, as I was saying, there was a lot of wine made in that area, in the Ribera del Duero area, and Soria is on the eastern end of that region. Now, traditionally, the wine that was very popular was known a rosé-style wine known as a clarete, and there were some exceptions specializing in red wine. But anyway, the definitive shift to red wine, the red wine that has made it so famous, started about in the 1970s. And that trend has gone on until this day. Now, most of the fame attributed to Ribera came from wineries located in the provinces of Burgos and Valladolid, especially between Aranda del Duero, or I'd even say Peñafiel and Valladolid itself. Soria was there, and it's always been there, but there was very little mention of it. I mean, very little, like no mention of it at all, basically. But in the last few years, the name of Soria and winemaking has begun to come up again and again, and I was intrigued and started keeping a lookout for what was happening there. And to my pleasant surprise, I can happily say that some amazing wine is being produced in Soria. And as I was telling you at the beginning, the one place that I decided to check out was this sort of smallish winery known as Antidoto or Antidoto. I had tried it once in Madrid at a restaurant and I was really intrigued by it. So I did a little research and decided to give it a try. It is located on the outskirts of this historic town called San Esteban de Gormaz, a beautiful town. And now there are four, at least four or five fairly important wineries there that I can think of. Now, Antidoto, I'll put it that way, I think it's easier to pronounce, is actually a young winery. It started up in around, I think, between around 2010, 2011, by French winemaker Bertrand Sourdaille. You'll have to excuse my pronunciation there. And an agricultural engineer and grape grower from the area, David Hernando. The winery is dedicated to reviving and innovating the area's rich viticultural heritage. Just a year before, Bertrand had founded a single vineyard winery known as Dominio de Es, where he produced and still does produce very high-end wines from the fruit of seven select hectares. That's just about 17 acres of vineyards from about 45 tiny plots. On our visit there, we were given a terrific tour by Noelia, a young newcomer to the project. She had wine in her genes as she comes or she came from a family with a tradition in winemaking in La Rioja, no less. She took us around to numerous plots in different towns with different characteristics. She was very friendly, very open, easy to talk to. She showed us all the potential this winery has, and it is immense. The winery collaborates with local vine growers, cultivating 120 hectares, and that's nearly 300 acres, spread across over 800 small plots in 15 different villages. In this sense, it almost sounds like a co-op, but here the demand for excellence is much higher. The grapes need to meet a minimum of quality, as does the growing procedures. But on the other hand, it's probably far more beneficial for the grapevine growers to count on a more successful product. These vineyards are notable for for their old vines. And by that, we are talking about some that are from before the phylloxera plague. Okay, remember these, that's the disease or the mite that damaged most of Western Europe's vineyards at some point. Today, almost all new vineyards are planted with grafted vines, where they use the vine, the grape that you're looking for, but it's grafted with an American vine, which is resistant to the phylloxera. But you can still find a few places in this country, not many, which have the original vine. It's incredible, and so you could actually see some of these vineyards that were 100 years old and still haven't been touched by this disease, this plague. So that was a pretty cool thing to see. The region's high altitude, its continental climate, and diverse soils contribute to sort of a unique character of the wines. The Antidoto Winery emphasizes sustainable viticulture and minimal intervention in the winery. They prioritize gentle maceration over heavy extraction and age their wines by using French oak barrels to preserve the purity of the fruit. This approach reflects their commitment to expressing sort of the distinctiveness of the Soria terroir. The terroir is a reference to the soil, the earth, the type of land where you're growing the grapes, and it can be one of the most decisive factors in the quality of the wine, or in the quality of the grape to begin with, and then the wine. Bertrand, from France, his family come from a winemaking family in France, fell in love with winemaking in Spain many decades ago. In fact, he helped start up another very well-known winery in the area called Dominio de Atauta, which is the name of a town or a village nearby. And it's earned itself quite a name in the Spanish wine world, even internationally. But Bertrand had different ideas in mind and broke away and started his new project, symbolized what he called Antidote, which he seemed considered to be sort of an antidote to his previous experience, a cure for it, and that was the inspiration for the name. Now, the wines that are offered, I told you sort of the basic one is Antidoto. That's sort of the entry-level red wine made from 100% Tinto Fino. When we say Tinto Fino, which are two words, it's just the local name for Tempranillo. It's aged in 5 months of French oak barrels, and it's a terrific wine and a very reasonably priced wine. Then you have La Hormiga, a premium red wine crafted from the Tinto Fino, the Tempranillo grapes, in these sort of clay-rich soils. It's aged in 14 months of French oak barrels. It's an outstanding wine, I can tell you. At respecting the tradition of winemaking in the area, they have a couple of rosés. They have one called Rosalito. That's a rosé wine with a blend of 70% Tempranillo and 30% white grape called Albillo. And it's fermented in stainless steel tanks. It's easy. It's a nice, easy-to-drink rosé. And then they have one that's called Le Rosé, as in French. It's a very high-end rosé, combining equal parts of Tinto Fino and Albillo, aged for 8 months in new 600-liter barrels. It's a complex rosé and proof that these wines have a lot more to say for themselves than they are often given credit for. Bertrand has two other projects worth commenting on. In fact, I've already told you about one of them. I was telling you about the Dominio de Es. And that's in the vineyards that are nearby the village of Atauta, in the valley of Atauta. It's a tiny and cozy valley where amazing things are being done. Here, four wines are being produced. Some of them are very limited productions. Going from cheapest to most expensive, we are talking about Dominio de S, that's one. And then the next one is called Ca, CA. Then you have La Mata. And then finally, La Diva, which can go for over 1,000 euros per bottle. The wine here is destined for a clientele with high buying power, but the products are reviewed as extraordinary. Antidoto, or Antidoto, also has a new project highlighting natural wine, which is an up-and-coming version of the wine world. This was started just a couple of years ago and has some terrific wines available. Natural wine is wine made with minimal intervention, typically from organically or biodynamically grown grapes, using traditional winemaking techniques with no or very few additives and minimal or no filtration. This version here is known as Gallia, which I imagine is a reference to France, Gaul. Production is small as they test just how open the market is to them, but it was a really good wine. I enjoyed it very much. In the end, we left this winery very excited about what was being done there and excited about Soria wines in general, a sector of Ribera del Duero, which most people, including me, pretty much overlooked for years. And how wrong I was to do that. This is an old winemaking region and it has so much to offer. So you can see a different side of Riberas by trying them, a different side of Spanish wine. It would be sort of like an antidote to some of the stuff we've already become familiar with. Definitely give this winery and Soria wines in general a try. And we hope you've enjoyed this Let's Open a Bottle podcast. Brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to send us comments or questions because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Cheers, or salud, as they say in Spain. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.